The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tzkel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Atzlacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim.
Daf Het. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avram Ben Ester. Ruach Hashem, Tani Chayinu Megana Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Lema Yosef Vesara Vesara Bat Rachel. Inna Refana Lahem, Betuch Shar Chulei Amo Yisrael, Amen. We start today's daf on Het Amud Lishon, and the Gemara begins on the top line. Minayin Shenishba'in Lekayim Et HaMitzvah. The Gemara's question is, how do we know that a person is able to make a Shivu'ah in order to keep a mitzvah, which means a person is obligated in a certain mitzvah. He's already obligated from the Torah. How do we know he's able to make a swear on that? Which means he can say, I swear I'm going to do this mitzvah. Now normally we have a general rule, Ein shivu'ah hal al shivu'ah, that a shivu'ah cannot be hal on a shivu'ah already. But when it comes to this, the Gemara wants to say that a person can indeed make a shivu'ah even on something that he's obligated to do from the Torah. So the Gemara wants to know that. Amar Rav Gidal. Actually, we should start from Amar Rav Gidal. Amar Rav. Minayin shenishba'in lekayim et ha-mitzvah, shenemar, nishba'ti v'akayima, nishmor mishpatei tzedekecha. David HaMelech says, nishba'ti v'akayima, I swore in order to fulfill. To fulfill what? Mishpatei tzedekecha. She's David HaMelech in Shavu'ah to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ahalo mushba' v'omed me'har Sinayu. What are you talking about? Already he has a shivu'ah on him from Har Sinai, which means you have an obligation from Har Sinai to keep the mitzvot. And we have a general rule, ain shivu'ah hal al shivu'ah. You can't make a shivu'ah something other shivu'ah. Kibraz el ha-kamash ma'alan, the hadush of Rav Gidal is what? Deshar ile le'inish le'ziruzen nafshe. He's able to make what's called shivu'ah ziruzim in order to motivate him to do the mitzvah. Sometimes when a person makes a personal shivu'ah, so now he wants to keep his own word. He doesn't want to break his own word. So therefore, that will give him a motivation in order to keep the mitzvah. So therefore, such a shivu'ah is hal. Now let's look at the Ran of it to see how he understands this. Right? As he's mushba ve'omed, so the Gemara answered, El ha'kamash ma'la, mistavra li, da'chi pirusha. The Meikara Kasakat Dr. Avgidal Atalash Mehinan Shishivu'ah Chala Adavar Mitzvah Kedvar Reshut. We thought, just like a person could make a Shivu'ah Adavar Reshut, I mean, I could make a swear that what, I'm going to do such a voluntary item, and the Shivu'ah is Hal. So I thought also that just like you can make a Shivu'ah on a voluntary item, and the Shivu'ah is Hal, so I can make a Shivu'ah as well on a Mitzvah. We bring a proof. David HaMelech made a Shivu'ah on a Mitzvah. Nishba'ati va'akayema. So the Gemara, what are you talking about? He's mushba ve'omed. How could you make a shivu'ah on such an item? It's not voluntary. It's mandatory. It says like this. When it says a person makes a shivu'ah for the good or for the bad, it's talking about when you make a shivu'ah on something that is voluntary. Ve'lo bedvar mitzvah. Oh, so therefore that's what the Gemara's question. How could you tell me that you can make a shivu'ah on a mitzvah? It's not voluntary. We thought we had a pasuk from Tehillim that justified such a shivu'ah. Nishbati v'akayem, nishmor mishpatei tzedekecha. But it's not so. Because Baruch Hu Mushma ve'omed ha'sinai, the source pasuk of shivu'ot is la'ara or le'etiv. And we know that the Gemara shivu'ot learns that it's only talking about voluntary shivu'ot. The Ran continues, v'chitem ani mili le'korban. The la'ara or le'etiv, ka be'korban ketiva. Aval bal yached ika afilu bedbar mitzvah. So maybe you'll answer me like this. Maybe you'll say you're right. When we say a shivu'ah only is hal on voluntary items, that's le'inyan korban. That if you break the shivu'ah, you're going to be obligated to bring a korban. But maybe our Gemara's main point is that we're not talking about Korban over here. We're saying that you can make a Shivu'ah legabe mitzvah, that if you break it, you're going to be over on Bal Yahel Devaro, that you broke, you profaned your word. Which means, maybe the Gemara wasn't discussing when it said, how do you know you can make a Shivu'ah and a mitzvah, and the Shivu'ah is going to be hal to the extent that you're going to have to be a Korban. Maybe the Gemara wasn't going that far to say Hayav a Korban if you break it. Maybe just discussing Bal Yahel, that if you were over on the Shivu'ah, you're going to be over on Lo Yahel. So it says, Imken, my nishbati v'akayema. So why would the Gemara bring a proof from David HaMelech that says, Nishbarti v'akayema?
Which means the fact that the pasuk brought the shbati vakayema tzmatah has a regular law of a shivua, because every shivua, even let's say where it cannot be hal under the circumstances of korban, is subject to the law of lo yachel devaro. So if the whole purpose of the Gemara was lo yachel devaro, it would not have brought me a pasuk of nishbati vakayema. Because the shbati is mashpat, the shivua is a full-fledged shivua, medin shivua. So therefore the Gemara is being understood like the Ran as follows. How do I know that a person can make a shivua on a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah? He's not sikimu davayim, he's obligated anyway. He makes a shivua, I'm going to do this mitzvah. And what? It's a shivua that's hal le'enyan korban. If he breaks the shivua, he's obligated to be shivuat korban. How do we know that? Not only to be oved lo yachel, for sure if he is oved, even if it wasn't hal medin shivuat korban, he'd be oved lo yachel devaro regardless. But the Gemara's question is the gabe korban. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? He's nishma v'omed al hasinai, which means shivua is not hal for such a thing. So the Ran continues and says, Umetarsina, the Gemara's answer is, which means what you're doing over here is it's called shivuat ziruzin. For sure, lo yachel devaro yachayav. If you break such a shivuat, yachayav. And haki kamar minayin shedavar agunu liyishaba lekayem et hamitzvah vafilu kesherim shenimnaim mishivuat nishpa'in en bekach.
Which means, you're right, you're not going to make a korban in this case. It's not a standard case of a shivua legabe korban. But most people, for example, the tzaddikim, they refrain from making shivua. They don't want to get involved in making a shivua. So the Gemara's question is, how do I know that even tzaddikim, that normally refrain from making shivua, that it's proper for them to make this type of shivua when it comes to obligating themselves to do a mitzvah? So really, Rav Gidah is not discussing halachic over here. He's more discussing practice, which means, how do we know that even though the tzaddikim that refrain from shivua, that there's nothing wrong for them to make a shivua legaber a mitzvah, which means, vaday, if he breaks the shivua, he's not going to bring a korban. It's not that type of shivua, because this is a mandatory shivua, yahayav anyway. Mm-hmm. And the only time you bring a korban, if you break a shivua, is on a voluntary item. Lo yahayel, vaday, you're going to get. Because bottom line, if you made a shivua, you didn't keep your word, you'll be oved lo yachel devaro, you profaned your word. All we're discussing in this Gemara is, how do I know that tzaddikim, who refrain from shivuot, generally speaking, can make such a shivua? Nishbati v'akayema. You see, David HaMelech, Chalav HaShalom, made such shivuot in order to keep mishpete tzedkecha. So therefore, it's a proper practice. Comes the Gemara and continues from another statement of Rav Gidah, l'amar Rav Gidah, l'amar Rav HaOmer. Ashkim ve'eshne perik zeh. Guy says, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to learn this perik. Eshne masichta zu. Well, he says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to study this masichet. Neder gadol nadar de'lohi Yisrael. He vowed a great neder to the God of Israel. Now we have to see exactly what that lashon of the Gemara means. Neder gadol nadar de'lohi Yisrael. But the Gemara continues. V'halo mushba ve'omedu. What are you talking about? He's obligated to learn Torah already. Torah says you have to learn Torah. That's one of the obligations. That's why he's making a shivua and something that he's already obligated. So again, the same way we're learning the question. If you're telling me what, that this shivua is a shivua that he has to be a korban, what are you talking about? Shivua of korban is only the gabe voluntary items. When it comes to Talmud Torah, you have to study Torah. My kamash ma'alan. So what are you going to tell me? Da afilu ziruze be'alma? So if you're going to come and tell me that, what? No, it means you make shivuat ziruzin. She's to get himself motivated to learn, so you're allowed to make such a shivua. We learned that already from the first statement of Rav Gidal. Hainu de Rav Gidal kamaita. We learned that already from the first statement of Rav Gidal. So Gemara says, ha kamash ma'alan. You know what the Hiddush of here is? Kevan di'i ba'e patan nafshe b'kinyat shema shachrit v'arbit l'shumache hay l'shivua ale. Which is technically, if a person wants to know what the mandatory learning from the Torah is, technically, kinyat shema shachrit and kinyat shema arbit, if you just read those passages, technically you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the Torah. So really this is something
extra. So therefore, this would be as if it is voluntary. And therefore, since it's voluntary, so now already the shivua is going to be hasud. The chiddush of Rav Gidal is that when a guy makes a shivua, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and learn. That's not considered making a swear on something from the Torah. Because when a Torah, guy read Kiryat Shema and Shahri, Kiryat Shema Arbi, you're done. And therefore, this is considered like voluntary. Therefore, it's considered extra. And therefore, the shivua is going to be hal. Now, we have to read the Ran over here to get
clarity.
We have to read the Ran to get clarity. V'halo mushba v'omed mahar Sinai, who first white line, kilomar. V'day. Afalgab deka'amart nedir gadol. Now, first of all, he's dealing with this nedir gadol business. What do you mean? It's not a nedir. It's a shivua. So he says, shivua ka'amart. So he's saying, okay, it's trying to say that the shivua is going to be hal. Ta'amar behedya b'shivua ishne perigzu. He made a clear statement that he said, I'm doing make a shivua. Shire neder kevan shu metzar hefza anafshe leta le'olam ba'ase. Exactly. We learned earlier that Ran gave us a rule. When you make a neder, neder is never on something that you're going to do. When a neder does it, it forbids something on you. So obviously this cannot be a neder. He's obligating himself to get up and learn. You don't make a neder on such thing. That's a shivua on the person to do something. But he's just trying to say that sometimes you see the words are interchangeable. Sometimes they call shivua neder and neder shivua. So he brings ra'ayot over here. So the point over here is that Ran says that neder gadol nadar Israel really means as if it was saying Shivua Gedola Nishba Lekwese. Just the, like we said, the words are indeed interchangeable. Good. In any event, let's read the next Ran. Hakamash Ma'alan the Kevandi by Patanafshe Mistavrali. Very important Hadushi says here. Telav Tafka the Bahaki Miftar. When we said over here, a person could just read Kiryat Shema in the morning and Kiryat Shema in the evening, and he's done with his Torah obligation, impossible. Shehare hayav kol adam lilmod tamid yom v'alayla. A person has to learn all day long, 24 hours a day. Kefi kocho. V'amrina meperek kamad kedushin. Taru rabbanan v'shinnantam shiyu devre Torah mechudadim beficha. That the Torah has to be fluent and sharp on your tongue. She'im yish'alecha adam davar she'lot gamgem v'tomalo. You shouldn't have to stutter and give him the answer. Meaning, give him the answer immediately. You shouldn't have to hesitate. Now, v'kiriyat shema sha'arit v'arbit lo sa'agir achi. Person so not going to become fluent in learning if he just reads kiriyat shema in the morning and in the evening. Ela mikan ned ali. So then what's the Ran's question? What are you talking about? Minat Torah, you have to learn. So therefore, when a guy comes to us, I'm going to learn tomorrow morning, you can't say what? Because you would have told that. Oh, you only have to study Shashema in the morning and the evening. What are you talking about? You have to study Tamid, Vishinantam the Banecha. So the Ran over here says, V'chadush v'nir'eli ra'aya le'mash katan perik shavuot shetan batra. That's the name of the perik. Techol midi da'atam midirasha afabishu minat Torah kevan delete mefurash bekra Bedya Shivua Chala Alav. Hadush. Since it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah explicitly that you have to learn 24 hours, the Pasuk only says, V'shenantam debanecha b'shochmecha b'kumecha. You only have to learn Torah from the Torah's language, per se, before you get to the Derasha, morning and night. Where do we learn that you have to learn constantly? From the Derasha, V'shenantam, Shiyu devir Torah mechodadim b'ficha. That's not explicit. So even though it's true, but since it's not explicit, you could make a shivua on such an item, and the shivua is going to be hal. Hal so much that why? A person will have to bring a korban if he breaks the shivua. What do you mean? I'm obligated from Har Sinai. You're up, but you're not obligated explicitly. You're only obligated from a dirasha v'shinantam, yishu devet ra mechodadim. Because from the explicit pasuk, my obligation from the Torah to learn is what? V'shuch mecha v'kumecha. In the morning and in the evening. Kiryat Shema. There's nowhere it says in the Torah that you, in the Torah. Vagita boy yaman vadal is not in the Torah. That's a pasuk in Tehillim or in the Nevi'im. We're talking about Yeshua. We're talking about over here from the Torah itself. There's no explicit law. So the Ran says, that what? Since it's not explicit, So a person who makes a shivua on such an item, it's not considered that he made a shivua on mashikatu b'Torah. Ela, it's considered hal, to the extent if he breaks that shivua, meaning if the next morning he doesn't get up and go learn, he's going to have to bring a shivua, korban shivua. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav. Another statement of Rav Gidal Amar Rav. Ha'omer l'havero. Guy tells his friend, Nashkim v'nishne perigze. Says, tomorrow morning, we're going to get up and we're going to learn. He makes a deal with his friend. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up and learn. Alav l'hashkim. The person that made the commitment, he has to get up earlier than his friend.
Uh-huh.
How do you know that? Shne Emar. V'yomer Eli. This is the prophet Yehezkel talking over here. So he says, Borei Olam told him, Kum tse el abika, meet me in the valley. Vesham at the bear otach, and I'll speak with you. Vaetse el abika. So Yehezkel says, I went to the bika. Vine sham kivod Hashem omer. God was there already, because since God's the one that made the meeting, so you're the one that initiated. You're the one that has to be there first. So first, comes along and says, listen, tomorrow morning we're going to learn together. You got to come early. You have to meet your friend over there. So the Ran comes along and says, Alav lashkim, mistavrali dehachi kamar kevan she'aman meshkim. Now this guy over here didn't say neder over here. He didn't say shivua. He didn't say neder. All he just says, tomorrow let's learn early. Hare kibel alav shehu me'orer b'davar. Which means just like he's the one that's the motivator to make this meeting, so therefore it's as if he's saying, and I'm going to motivate myself to be first, so therefore he has to come earlier. We learn two things from this Gemara. You don't have to say Lashon Neder for it comes to a mitzvah. A person, when it comes to doing the mitzvah, all he has to say is, tomorrow morning I'm going to come and learn. That's it. It's hal. Which is the person that has to keep his word. He didn't say not lashon neder, not lashon shivua, ba'afilu acher, b'dibura ba'amasagi. Tomiyada amayda amrina de kabbalah b'lachud menya letzdaka. Right, the person says, I'm going to give money to tzedakah. He didn't say neder, he didn't say shivua. The actual acceptance verbally is already chal. Similar when a person does a mitzvah. He says, I'm coming to learn tomorrow. It's on him. He has to already keep those lashon. V'uadi l'chol devar mitzvah. Second thing, v'kamash malan nameh, ta'alav lashkim. And the second thing is, when you make the neder, or you make the statement, you got to get up early. You got to be the first one there. Kedavad, kuchavidich, like you see in the pasuk in Yehezkel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did the exact same thing. Continues, Amar of Yosef, nidu bahalom. Well, let's say a person had a dream, and in the dream, they put him in Hirim, in the dream. Tzarich asara b'nei adam le'atid lo. You need 10 men to come along and take him out of the nidui. And the Gemara says, not only 10 men, behu detanu ilcheta. According to one interpretation, this means the 10 men have to be those that learn Gemara. Aval matnu, but those that only learn Mishnah, velo tanu, but do not study Gemara, lo. Because the 10 men you need to break the nidui, because you need Shekhinah. And the Gemara is saying over there that only people that study Gemara are able to bring the Shekhinah down. But if they study only Mishnayot, they cannot bring the Shekhinah. V'ile kadetanu hilcheta. And if preferably you cannot find those that study Gemara to make the 10, hafilu matnu velo tanu. Yeah, they can even rely on people that just study Mishnayot and not Gemara. V'ile ka. And if you can't even find people that study Mishnayot, lezil v'letiv aparashat derachim. So the fellow that got put in Harem should sit on the crossroads, v'yahiv shalma lebe asara, and let him say shalom to 10 people. And what are the people going to answer him back? Shalom alecha. So that at least will protect him, the blessing of shalom alecha, in the interim till he gets 10 people together to take him off the Harem. Ad mikle'e le asara, until he can find 10 people, degamre ilcheta, that are studying Gemara. Now let's read the Ran. Nidu b'chalom sarich asara b'nei adam latir l'fi she'efshar she'bishlichut ha'makom nitnadeh. Could be in a dream when he gets put in Harem, that's a messenger from God that's putting him in Harem. L'fichach sarich asara latiro she'shchinah amahim. So you need the Shekhinah to take him out. So how do you get the Shekhinah to come down? You have 10 people. V'hu dematnu hilcheta kilomar. The Ran has a different understanding the way I told it to you. His first interpretation is dematnu, k'mat dematnu la'achirin. You have to get 10 people that teach. Abal tanu bilhud lo. But if they just learn for themselves, that's not good enough. Lo, de lo chashivi kulehai. The Ika de Gar, see some have a different Girsa, De Tanu Hilcheta, Kilomar Gemara, that they study Gemara, Aval, Matnu, Kilomar, Mishnah Bilhud, Lo. So you see that, according to this Gemara, that those that study Gemara, they have the ability to bring Shekhinah down. More so even than people that study Mishnayot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amade Ravinel Rav Ashe, Yada Man Shamteh, Mahu Delishrele. Let's say he knows the guy in the dream who put him in Harim. He sees the guy in the dream. So can he go to that one guy and tell him, you put me in, take me out. Amar le, leshemute shavya shaliyah. Leshavya lebishre le, lo shavya shaliyah. Maybe God used the guy as an agent to put him in. But maybe he's not the agent to take him out. Maybe you need the Shekhinah itself to take him out. Therefore you're going to need 10 men. Comes the Gemara and continues. Let's read the Ran first. The Yahiv Shalma Lebe'asara, the Ran. It says what? That if you can't find 10 guys that study Gemara, let him sit on the crossroads, let him tell Shalom, the 10 people. So the Ran says, Umitok Shiyashivu lo Shalom. But he's going to say Shalom, and they're going to answer him back Shalom. Yaginu Alab in the Yisurim. Right? They'll protect him in the interim from the Yisurim. Add the Mikla'i Le'asara, till he can get 10 people together. Yada man shamte maudi de shele share. Call me Shemenade. We know the rule is if you put somebody in Harim, you're able to take him out. He went next to him and took him out because he knows who it is. So the Ran says the Shemute Shavya Shaliach Min Hashamayim. They used him as the agent to put him in, but who says they're using him as the agent to take him out? Comes the Gemara and says Amar Le. Two lines on the bottom. Ravacha the Rabashe Shemte veSharude beHalme Mai. Let's say in the dream itself, they put him in Harim and they took him out of Harim in the dream. Amar Le Keshem Shei Efshar Lebar Belo Tevin. Just like you can't find wheat without chaff, Kach I Efshar LeHalom Belo Devarim Betelim. Which means that's the Devarim Betelim. Every dream has some chaff to it. That's nonsense to it. That's the nonsense part of the dream. Which means you believe the Harim and you don't believe the taking out. You got to take it out. You got to go to 10 people. That's the part that you discredit is the part that they took him out. Look at the top Ran Keshem. Just like you can't find 100% wheat without any impurities. Kedichtiv asher ito halom ma letevin itabar. This is a pasuk to teach you that what a dream is like wheat that has impurities. V'sarich ayun b'mi shenidu b'halomo im sarich linhog b'chod dinim minude. Now he says, let's say they do that. Does he have to treat himself for all the laws of nidui if he was put in the nidui in a dream? Umistabel li tafagav da'amirinan hachad b'mi shenidu b'halomo sarich eter. Even though we're learning from this Kabbalah smash, but you need to get out of it. And l'mod mikan l'mi shenadar l'halom shiyet sarich eter de'acha haynu tamah mishum di'ikah l'mah shemen ha'shamah nidu. Which means he's asking a different question over here. Which means in the case of a nidui, I have no problem. You want to tell me that he has to deal with the nidui? Let's get it off. But let's say that he made a neder in his dream. Or they put a neder on him in the dream. Does he need to make a tarat nedarim? Using the dream itself, they didn't put him in nidui. He made a neder in his dream. So he made a neder. So they went to the Rashba, and the Rashba said, you need a tarat nedarim. Even he made it in his dream. So comes the Gemara and says, Ravina, second line, Hava la nidra lidibitu. His wife made a neder. Ravina's wife made a neder. Let's review the laws of wife making a neder. Normally a lady makes a neder, the husband is able to nullify it in one of two situations. Either, let's say, it's the day that she made it, Biyom Shemo, so long as it's the day that she made it, he has ability to nullify it, and it has to be a certain type of neder that affects him. They call that a neder beno lebena. But if the neder is not affecting him, then really he has no right to break the neder. Now the case we're talking about is Ravina's wife made a neder. It was a type of neder where Ravina did not have the right to nullify either because it was past the day or it wasn't beno lebena. But what happened? She regretted that she made it a neder. Now normally when a person regrets to make a neder, she goes in front of the rabbi, she tells them why she regrets that she made the neder. They're called harata. And then the rabbis used that to release her from her vow. She did not want to go in front of the Beit Din. Actually, better said, Ravina did not want to embarrass his wife to bring her in front of the rabbis. So he got the reason from his wife why she regrets, and he wanted to go and represent his wife in front of the Beit Din to nullify the vow. So the question of the Gemara now is, can a husband nullify his wife's vows when she's not there? But it's with our permission, of course. So the Gemara says, the case over here, Ravina ava la nidra lidibitu. His wife had a vow on her. Ata lekamed Rav Asher. Amar le baal. Mao shi yaaseh shaliach lahalatat ishto. Can the husband be made a shaliach for the regret of his wife? Amar le, so he answered him. I mechanfan in ilo lo. If the rabbis are gathered already, no problem. The three rabbis. But if you have to gather them, no. What is the difference between if the rabbis are there already or not? So the Ran is going to explain them. We'll read it inside, but let's say it outside first. The Ran says like this. When you come along and represent your wife, you have to tell the Beit Din the reason that the wife said why she regrets her neder. You cannot generate your own reason. So the concern is like this. If the Beit Din is there already, it's quick. The husband will remember the reason of his wife and therefore represent her properly. But if he has to go find the Beit Din, by the time he finds the Beit Din, he might forget his wife's reason for harata, and he might generate his own reason that he feels, and that's not good. So therefore, they make a chiluk between, is the Beit Din sitting already, or the Beit Din not, and the factor is the forgetful factor. Now let's read all this in the Ran. The Ran says, fourth line, Ba'al mau she'ase shaliach l'charatat ishto. Haram ba'am zal sover perek vav melchot shevot de'davka be'ba'al hu de'ba'yalan. Now we get another question. Why did Kibra only ask it, a husband to a wife? What about everybody else? I want to go meet my friend, vow. So the Rambam says, no. The Gemara's question is only by a husband and a wife. Why? Because we have a rule that says, Ishto kigufo. Abal adam aher, pshitalan she'eno na'asa shaliach. Desarik she'an noder, b'fnei ha'matirim. And he brings a ra'aya from the Yerushalmi. Okay, you could scroll down a little more. Aval betosafot pirshu behefech. The Tosafot explain the opposite. The Amru Adraba Gebeinish de Amah Pshita Lan Shiachor Lasot Shaliach. Tosafot says the opposite, that the Gemara didn't ask by a friend because it's pashut that a friend can go as a shaliach and release his friend from the nedarim even though he's not there. The Gabe Baal Dafka Hu De Ebayala. The question is Dafka by the husband. Why? Mishum De Hayishin and Shemitok Shnedre Ishtok Kashina Alav Yosif Medato Baharata. We're concerned because maybe the husband, he don't want his wife to have the darim. So we're worried he might generate a new reason that his wife did not say. And when you make harata, it's got to be the reason why the noder wants to regret. So therefore there's a reason to say maybe your husband is too excited, and therefore what happens? He's going to say a reason to undo the neder that his wife did not think it. That's not good. But vaday kodem tosafot, stab a friend? For sure he can be a shel maskina. And the Gemara's conclusion is the I mechanfan in v'i lo lo. The Ainu Tama Mishum the I mechanfe. If the rabbis are sitting already, they're gathered. V'let netircha b'milta. It's not a burden to get them together. Lo hayshina dilma mosifu aharata dile. We're not worried that he might add another reason. He'll remember his wife's reason, and then no problem. Aval ilo mechanfin akiv diika tarte hada shenidra kashin etzlo. Number one. The person wants, he has a tendency to want to get the neder off. So he wants to give reasons. Ve'od, the tarach hashinan, that we hashish, that why he'll give a new reason. Avabinishaharina, kevan de lochpatle, we don't care. Therefore, even if they're not gathered, it's going to be permissible according to Tosafot. So again, we learned another fantastic machlok amongst the Rishonim. Between the Tosafot and Harambam, can a friend go represent his other friend? According to Harambam, certainly not. According to Tosafot, certainly yes. And the Gemara's question is only the Gabe, a husband to a wife. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, from this story, Shma Mina Tlat. We learn three things from this story. What are the three things? Shma Mina Baal Nasa Shaliyah L'Haratat Ishto. Like we did. Which means the rabbi told him, the three rabbis are sitting already, no problem. So you learn that you can be a Shaliyah. Oh, you learn over here that a person cannot absolve vows in the city of his rabbi. Because Ravina came over here. Who is Ravina's rabbi? Rav Asher. He went to Rav Asher to take off the neder. How come Rav Asher didn't do it himself? So you learn over here, in the city of your rabbi, you cannot take off nedarim. Now you're going to ask me a question. What do you mean? Is a husband allowed to take off the nedarim of his wife? Which means we have a basic rule that says, En Adam ro'eh nigya'a asmo. A person cannot look at his own nigaim, at his own tzara'at, at his own... He cannot make rulings for himself. Now, based on the rule that we said, Ishto ke gufo, so Ravina anyway would not be able to absolve his wife. How could you learn from this that you cannot absolve your a nedir in the city of your rabbi? Even if it wasn't the city of his rabbi, he cannot absolve his nedarim from his wife. So the Rana answers this question, says not that he would absolve it, but he would get two other rabbis to sit with him. Then it would be okay. And from the fact that he didn't do that, from the fact that he went to Rav Asher, this question, he's living in the same town as the rabbi, so therefore, you don't make a tana nedarim in the place of your rabbi. The third thing that the Gemara says, you learn from the Shema Minah, ki mechanfin shapir dameh. That you learn what? That when the rabbis are gathered already, it is permissible. Let's just read the Ran. Shema Minah, lo ya'ale le mishne nedra ba'atad rabeh. What does it mean? Lo ya'ale, enu nere'e, kelomar, she'im lo ken, ravina atzma ya mati nedrishto. Right? If it was permissible to do it in your rabbi's town, Ravina would have done it himself. How was Ravina able to even do such a thing? Because it says in the Gaim, call in the Gaim Adam Roe, Husman the Gay Atzmo. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afno the Gay Kirobav. Call in the Darim Adam Matir Husman the Atzmo. Rabbi Damir Afno the Ishtosh Ben Ali Ben Harim, Ukam Yushami the Alakh Rabbi Yehuda. So Yeshtomad, if you like Badea Harini, Ave Matsheshina, with others, he would be able to Matir. So from the fact that Ravina didn't go and get two other rabbis to sit with him, you learn from there that in the city of your rabbi, you're not allowed to make Katara on the Darim. The Gemara continues and says another halakha. Veshamta, Afilu Ba'atra de Rabbe. Which is when it comes to a harem, you could take off a harem of a person even in this place of your rabbi. What's the logic, the Gabir? Now, obviously, you didn't learn this from the story. This is not deduced from the story, but once already we're discussing subjects, we threw in this that a neder in the city of your rabbi, you cannot take off, but a harem, even in the city of your rabbi, you can't take off. So look at the Ram. And what's the logic? The logic that Ran doesn't say, but the logic is like this, because we don't want the guy to remain in harem. Until you have to wait till you go to the rabbi, and all that. The harem is a curse on a person. So therefore, as quick as you can get the harem off, take it off even in the city of the rabbi. The next halakha the Gemara says, V'yahid mumche shari shamta. And the yahid mumche, you don't need three people to take off a harem. Even the yahid was an expert, meaning tamid hacham, he's able to remove the harem alone. Now the Ran brings down a machloket. What does it mean, yahid mumche? So let's read the Ran over there. Second line in where we just read in the Ran. V'ay yahid mumche. Teshari shamta, that you can take off the harem. Ika lemandama davka samuch. That he has to have simicha. Ve'lo nehida. Elakoshu hacham muvhak. Ubaki ba'alakot nedarim. So we have a machlok rishonim. What level of rabbis? There's a level of rabbis that had simicha. So someone would say, Dafka Samuch can take off the Shemata, but the Ran's opinion is, as long as he's Damir Hacham, and he's fluent in all the laws of the Darim and Shematot, he's able to release. Comes the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Tabla. Amar Rav Hiya Aricha. Debe Rav Aha. Amar Bizera, Amar Bilazar, Amar of Hanina, Amar of Misha, Meshemed, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Elai. My dichtiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Bezareha lachem yir'e shemi. The Pasuk says in Malachi, Bezareha lachem yir'e shemi, Sheme sedaka umarpe. That the sun is going to shine for the God-fearing people, a son of tzedakah and marpe and healing. So it says, Elu b'nei Adam shehem yirein leotzi shem shamayim lebatala. That this is referring to those people that are scared to say God's name, lebatala. That's what it says, Vezareha lechem yirei shemi. That this pleasant sun of healing and blessing is going to be come out in the zichut of who? Of those that are fearful to say God's name in vain. So it says, Shemes Sadaka Umarpe. What is this type of son that we're talking about that's a charitable son, a healing son? Amar Abaye. Shema Minna, we learn from over here. Hedga Di Yoma Maseh. The dust of the dust of the day heals. What is he referring to? Sometimes when on a sunny day, when a person looks at the window, what do you see? You see the dust. So he says that dust that you see on a sunny day looking out the window, that already is medicinal. Which means he's trying to say the sun is called Shemes Sedaka Umarpe, the discerning healings in the sun. Now it's not clear why he chose the dust itself. It seems the rays of the sun, they're the ones that give the refuah. So look at the Ram. Avak Hanir'e Behama. The avak, the dust that's seen in the sun, kishehi nichneset derech halon karui herga. So the Mefashim say that Avraham Avinu used to wear a stone around his neck, and anybody that wasn't feeling well, they would look at the stone, and immediately they were mitrapeh, they were healed. So what happened? It says after Avraham Avinu died, before he died, God took that power of the stone and he put it in the sun.
Wow.
And therefore the sun itself has medicinal healing qualities. So the Gemara is saying, from here you learn, on a sunny day, the person should sit by the window and the sun will heal him. The Gemara now gives a different interpretation. Ufliga de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is arguing on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. De Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, in Gehinam le'olam abba. There is no Gehinam le'olam abba. Now one has to be very careful what this means. The Ran explains, olam abba does not mean after a person dies. After a person dies, but died is Gehinam. A person goes to Gehinam to purge himself from the avonot. We're talking about now after Tehiyat HaMetim, which is after the resurrection, all those people that Gehinam didn't finish them off, that they still have more sentencing in Gehinam, at that point Gehinam ends and their punishment is something else. And Ginam the Olam Abba, that means after Tehiyat HaMetim, those people that still deserve Ginam are not going to go to the fiery Ginam. So what is it then? Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Hama Min Artika. God is going to take the sun out of its shell. Tzaddikim Mitrapeim Ba. The Tzaddikim are going to get healed by this sun. Ursha'im Nidunim Ba. The same sun that heals the Tzaddikim is going to punish the Nishayim. Shene Emar. Vezareha Lachim Yir'e Shemi Shemi Sedaka Umarpe. Velo Od Ela. Not only is it going to be medicinal for them to heal them, Ela Shemitadinim Ba. It's going to be an Idun. It's going to be a pleasure for them. Shene Emar. Vehiatzatim Ufishdam Ka'igle Marbek. She's learning over here that just like an egel merbik is a fat egel, a calf, which means it's going to satiate the people like the beracha of an egel merbik, which is they're going to multiply, they're going to be blessed from this son. However, but the Rishayim are going to be judged, and that's a Jnei Emar. Yom Baboer Ketanur. The day is going to come hot like a fire. And it says, all the Zedim, that's the Rishayim, they're going to burn like straw. Like, gosh, let's read that out on the bottom. In Ginam Nati Dabo. Lav La Har Mita Kamar. This is not talking about after death. The Vadai Ika Ginam Rishayim. Ela Nati Dabo La Har Tehayat Emitim Kamar. She Otam Rishayim Shayu La Har Pot Dira On Olam. That they're going to deserve Ginam forever. Kedichtipa Daniel Lo Yunidudim Ben Ginam. They're not going to have Ginam anymore. Ela. So the one of the fact you said over here, that what is this sun that's being replenishable to the tzaddikim and unbeneficial to the Rishayim, which means this is what the Gemara says in a different place, that the Atid Davo, what is Gehinam? That everybody is going to be burnt from the chuppah of his friend. So the Mishnah Yesharim explains that it means that la'atid labo, when you're going to see where your friend reached in Olam Abba, how high he got, and you're going to look at yourself and you're going to say, I could have done the same, I had the same talents and I had the same abilities and I had the same potential, but I wasted it. And now forever and ever, every time you see a friend who in this world might have been behind you in financial status and in kavod and now you're going to see that he surpassed you eternally. That's going to be the Gehinnom. She's the pain that you were able to accomplish much more and you didn't, and that's it. Now you cannot advance yourself. And therefore, says that's the Shemesh, the sun that's going to be the reward for the Tzaddikim, at the same time is going to be a painful experience for the Shaim. That's why it's a motivation. Everybody should be from the people that will be Zochet, the Shemesh, the Zadaka, Umar Peh. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.